Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, happy April Fool's Day, everyone. I got to celebrate early. I celebrated on Saturday because I had Illinois over UConn, and I felt like a fool after that one. Yeah, you can't get too high, you can't get too low, but when the team you think is going to cut down the nets gives up a 30-0 run, that's officially the low point of my college basketball handicapping year. Yeah, I did not see that one coming. So let's recap the losing card for this weekend. College basketball handicap goes 2-2. The bad, Illinois and Duke. Yeah, both disappointed me. The good, I cash on Alabama and Purdue. So 2-2 once again in hoops. Major League Baseball, I go 2-4. It was an aggressive card for me. I had 4+ money wagers. End up losing 1.6 units in Major League Baseball. I had a rise over 1.5 hits. He mustered only one. I had the A's first five money line. Actually scored 3 runs in the first 5, but J.P. Sears gave up way too many runs, so I lost that wager. Joe Ryan under 1.5 earned runs. He gives up just 1 against Kansas City, so I cashed the plus 130 ticket. My Nerfy cashes on the Yankees and the Astros. At a plus 110, I lose both of my YRFIs, though. The Nats and the Reds end up going over for the game, going over in the first 5, but they couldn't put any number on the board in the first inning, so I lose that one. Then the swing game, the Cardinals and the Dodgers. The Dodgers had the first 3 guys get a hit in the bottom of the first. So against Lance Lynn, I had bases loaded, nobody out with the Dodger lineup they have. Yeah, they couldn't get me a run. So I lose that one as well. So once again, I drop 1.6 units on Saturday in Major League Baseball. But now let's get to the card for Monday. There is no men's college basketball. I'm going to touch both women's Elite Eight games, and let's actually start right there. How about that? I'm going to bet on Iowa, the Hawkeyes, minus the 2 against LSU. I'm going to watch it. Caitlin Clark, minus 2 in a rematch against LSU. Yeah, I'll do that. Give me the Hawkeyes, minus the 2 against LSU. Then in the other Elite Eight game, it's UConn and USC. I'm going to bet the first half under 65. Big Paige Beckers fan. She's a Minnesota kid, so I followed much of her career anyway. So let's use my default bet here. When in doubt, bet the first half under. Yeah, USC is a pretty good basketball team, I understand as well. So I'm going to bet UConn and USC in the first half under the 65. But now let's get to the card in Major League Baseball. And we have 4 winless teams right now. The White Sox, the Astros, the Mets, and the Marlins. We have 4 undefeated teams, that being the Pirates, the Brewers, the Tigers, and the Yankees. So that's going to fall into my handicap a little bit here today. And it feels like kids' day at the ballpark on Monday. We have a lot of young, talented arms going today that I don't have a lot of history on. But let's start with the money line play. It's the Houston Astros, minus the 142. Against the Toronto Blue Jays. So the Astros are 0-4 at home this season, and considering Houston was projected to win 93.5 games this year, that had me interested in this bet. Astros starter Ronel Blanco has me really interested after a near-perfect spring training. He went 15 2/3 innings, giving up no runs, had a 0.64 whip over 5 appearances. That's really good, of course. Bowden Francis goes for the Blue Jays. He had a solid spring, but he did give up 4 runs over 4 2/3 innings against the Braves in his last appearance. So the run line was tempting, but I just want a W. So I'm going to back Houston here at the minus 142 on the money line over Toronto. Next up on the card, another full game money line bet. It's the New York Mets minus the 130 against the Detroit Tigers. So the Tigers started the year with 3 wins at the White Sox. The Mets started the year with 3 losses at home against the Brewers. So I hope to see the script flip tonight. Both pitchers had a solid spring. Mets starter Sean Manea held Tanger batters to a 180 batting average against in his career over 50 plate appearances. So it's the Mets' debut for Manaea. I expect a solid effort tonight. So give me the New York Mets on the money line, minus the 130 against the Detroit Tigers. Next up on the card, it's a first five money line. It's the San Diego Padres, minus the 115 against the St. Louis Cardinals. So Matt Waldron will be on the bump today for the Padres. Excellent spring with a 1.35 ERA, a 0.98 whip over 13 and a third innings. Only 9 career St. Louis at-bats against Waldron, and that's a nice low number since he's one of the few pitchers that uses the knuckleball more than any other pitch. Kyle Gibson goes for the Cardinals. He had a 7.80 ERA and a 1.47 whip this spring over 15 innings. San Diego hitters have a .259 batting average against Gibby over 85 plate appearances. I considered the full game money line, but I ended up liking the starting pitching edge just a little bit more. So I settled on the first five versus the game. So give me the Padres minus the 115 over the Cardinals on the first five money line. Next up on the card, it's a YRFI. Yes, let's get a run in the first inning. I selected the Pittsburgh Pirates at the Washington Nationals, minus 110 price here. Marco Gonzalez goes for the Pirates. He gave up 3 or more runs in 3 of his 5 starts this spring, finishing with an 8.64 ERA, a 1.92 whip, and a .342 batting average against. Not very good. Mackenzie Gore goes for the Nationals. He looked good in his first 3 starts this spring, but he did give up 8 runs over 4 2/3 innings against the Mets in his final tune-up against Major League competition. So that's enough bad for both to get me interested. So let's go Pirates and Nationals, minus the 110 with a YRFI. We just need a run in the first. Next up, it's another YFRI. I picked the Cincinnati Reds at the Philadelphia Phillies, minus 125 on this one. So Andrew Abbott goes for the Reds. He gave up 4 runs over 3 innings against Oakland and 3 runs over 3 innings against Arizona in his final 2 starts this spring. Meanwhile, Christopher Sanchez goes for the Phillies. He gave up 4 runs over 2 1/3 innings against Houston and 3 runs over 3 innings against the Rays in his final 2 starts this spring. These two had whips of a 1.88 and a 2.45. So let's just get a run in the first. I'm on the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies with a YRFI at the minus 125.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Then the final game of the card for me is a Nerfy, a no runs in the first inning on the New York Yankees at the Arizona Diamondbacks at a plus 120. So at plus 120, I'm willing to touch this high-risk wager. Ryan Nelson goes for the D-backs. Last time I watched him pitched, he went 5 1/3 innings against the Rangers in the World Series, giving up just 1 run on 3 hits. He was really good that night. A 2.66 ERA this spring, so that looks good to me. Meanwhile, it's Luis Gil going for the Yankees. He had a 2.87 ERA, a 0.83 whip, and a 1.27 batting average against this spring over 15 2/3 innings. Not to mention the fact he also had 23 strikeouts. So he had a very, very good spring. So both pitchers have a ton of upside. I'm going to risk it at this price. Give me the New York Yankees and the Arizona Diamondbacks with a nerfy. No runs in the first inning at the plus 120. So that's my baseball card here. I also do like a few other plays, but unfortunately, no line is available yet on the Cubs' first five run line against Colorado. Given the Dakota Hudson splits against the Cubbies, I'll likely add that one to the newsletter, along with prop bets backing Max Meyer for the Marlins. I like him today, and I plan to fade Michael Wacha for the Royals. I think the O's are hitting like 321 against him with nine career homers. So that also has me interested. But once again, those lines are not available yet, so they're not on the official podcast card here. But let's recap my card for Monday. Women's college basketball, Elite Eight. I have the Iowa Hawkeyes minus the two against LSU. I'm on UConn and USC in the first half under the 65. Major League Baseball, money line play, full game here. I'm on the Houston Astros minus the 142 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Money line, full game. New York Mets minus the 130 against the Detroit Tigers. First five money line, I'm on the San Diego Padres minus the 115 against the St. Louis Cardinals. We have a YRFI, Pirates and Nationals at the minus 110. Get me a run in the first. Another YRFI, I have the Reds at the Phillies, minus 125 there. Get me a run in the first. But I have a nerfy, no runs in the first inning. Yankees at D-backs, plus money here at the plus 120. So that's my card for a Monday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.